Like Coco from the Congo, like old friend Santa Claus. Better get yourself together, better get your money out. Like Coco from the Congo, like old friend Santa Claus. Better get yourself together, better get your money out.
He's trying to run to outrun a gun. He's gone full yay, and he's starting to feel that shit might pop. The policeman said he'd been a fan as he slapped the cuffs onto my wrist. The security did not fuck around when they bounced my black ass from the club. So I will defy and I will destroy. I will denounce, shave my head to a number one. The airport feeding me a line as they check off through my carry-on. The shop clerk doesn't make a sound as she watches me on CCTV. I came in all black, I came in all black to death at. I'm cutting you off, I'm cutting you off, fat. So I look my brother in the eye, but he stunts like he don't recognize. Cause the big man's giving him a prize, but it's just a badge, bro.
So quit it with the coonery, the japes and the tomfoolery. Chucking and jiving in your video like no one was gonna know. You're fucking with a legacy that's bigger than him and it's bigger than me. From the playground gates to your estate to the money I make. You go home to your home in Calabasas with your wife and your kids, safe in the knowledge of a gated street where life is sweet but no one looks like you. Why won't they let our children kick it? If the sign of the father's tin still sticking, if you play a card right, I can put you on a flight. Homeboy's gonna get it, oh yeah.
Welcome to Edit Radio episode 502 with me, your host, Janessa Williams, otherwise known as Edit Radio's First Lady. The song you have just heard opening today's podcast was Kelly of Block Party fame with Jungle Bunny, a song that I think really defines his latest record, 2042, all about the Black British experience and about how Black Britons are kind of pigeonholed into a very specific type of blackness. And it's a really, really interesting record that kind of digs into Kelly's Nigerian heritage and also his upbringing in London. I definitely recommend it when it comes out. I think it's out very, very soon. Today we have, as always, as you've come to expect from me, a super, super eclectic mix of the best in new music. We've got a bit of grime, we've got some R&B, we've got some old school indie, and we've also got this next act who I'm not really sure what category they fit into, but I'm kind of calling it lab rap, because I read a really fascinating feature on Rolling Stone about how this song was made and how it was marketed. And basically it's just these two guys who decided, just as a bit of an experiment, work out exactly what would make a super, super popular song, and they market in all sorts of really interesting ways, kind of tapping into Tinder and Craigslist and all sorts of places to market this song. And even the way they made it, they kind of put certain hooks in and certain things that they knew would resonate with an audience. And I mean, you'll hear this song and you will be singing it for the next month, because I know I have been. This is La 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 by Y2K and BB Nos.
Did I really just forget that melody?
When I popped off, then your girl gave me just a little bit of la chop. Baby so cold, he from the north, he from the Canada. Bankroll so low, I got nothing else that I can withdraw. Ran up the dough, I shot my wrist, it go like sha sha sha, sha sha sha. I got your bitch singing la 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 la, la la la. I shot my wrist, it go like sha sha sha, sha sha sha. I got your bitch singing la 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 la, la la la. How I try like that? Amex, no cap, 800 score. They wonder how I go up like that. I rap my lyrics when I perform. They wonder how I try like that. Married to the grand, I brought my ring. I'm Coney, but your goodie want the dick. Modest with my jewels, but check the bank. Finally got the money, say my thanks. When I popped off, then your girl gave me just a little bit of la chop. Baby so cold, he from the north, he from the Canada. Bankroll so low, I got nothing else that I can withdraw. Ran up the dough, I shot my wrist, it go like sha sha sha, sha sha sha. I got your bitch singing la 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 la, la la la. I shot my wrist, it go like sha sha sha, sha sha sha. I got your bitch singing la 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 la, la la la. How I try like that? Oh, I'm at the bank again. They wonder how I go up like that. Pink whip with flames all on the side. They wonder how I try like that. Got that Gucci on my body, now she tryna pipe me, woo. Pop the Lucy, Lucy, Goosey, sussy boy, I keep you cool. Got the paper, went to school, be careful who you callin' fool, ayy. Ayy. When I popped off, then your girl gave me just a little bit of la chop. Baby so cold, he from the north, he from the Canada. Bankroll so low, I got nothing else that I can withdraw. Ran up the dough, I shot my wrist, it go like sha sha sha, sha sha sha. I got your bitch singing la 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 la, la la la. I shot my wrist, it go like sha sha sha, sha sha sha. I got your bitch singing la 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 la, la la la. How I try like that?
Tweaking, tweaking, 120 on a M-way speeding. LV hat, backpack and sneakers. Any girl that I'm with is a 10, 9, 8, brethren decent. Now I'm in a party with the sweetest chocolate brown in Reese's Pieces. I'm tweaking, tweaking, 120 on a M-way speeding. LV hat, backpack and sneakers. Any girl that I'm with is a 10, 9, 8, brethren decent. Now I'm in a party with the sweetest chocolate brown in Reese's Pieces. My brother got a new wristwatch, but don't watch that. Cause you could get nauseous, could get seasick. I mean, all of my ex-girls hate me, but how you gonna have my baby, baby? Don't you know I'm living that baby boy lifestyle, everything crazy. If you don't chat to your guy, your GOC, I ain't talking Mercedes. Nah, let's talk about drama. I got a Peng Brown in my zone, and I'm in a zone too like karma. Man, pull up, hop out, pull over. If it's palava, cool, say nada. Now I'm in a party with Tara, and that girl got body like armor. Football and Balenciagas, or I kick ball in my all black Pradas. No acting, never went rada. I'm a top boy like Sully but darker. Ha ha ha, what's the drama?
same things still get aired. Left on red, then blue like Barca. If it ain't about face, don't doubt me. If it ain't about face, won't answer. I got a Browning living in Sydenham. Professor X, cause true said the back ain't there, but the brain is brilliant. And my new thing came with kids, and that's okay, cause I am still dicking it. Little man wanna jump on FIFA, so I'm close to the sun like Icarus. Whitewash man, then I'm back in the room with his march on. I whitewash that for the thrill of it. No bareback man, got a jimmy it. Backside jiggling, shaking, rippling, and the neck just tickling. Tryna hide my face, car can't stop giggling. Then man all hickory dickory, watch glistening, but the rollie ticking is. It's such a shame. Tweaking, tweaking, 120 on the M-way speeding. LV hat, backpack and sneakers. Any girl that I'm with is a
man around, those snitches. They're not around no more. And who do you think that's because of?
Was it us that got a man moving? Don't be stupid. No bumper, with a bumper, new number. Hit a bat like who's this cucumber? In a belly like a broomstick. R8 or the Lamborghini. The man there don't plan to see me. Cause my niggas on grease like Santorini. I got a brown skin girl from Bush that will take that charge on the chest if I say so. Both hands on the wig while I hit from the back. Got me pulling on the tracks and cane rolls. Two man and a super dry jacket. A new Astra, man, it's looking like plain clothes. We ain't never had halos. Just Henny and Jenny from the block, no J-Lo. This year here's gonna be a mad one. I need a good girl, I need a bad one. I need a brand new vest and a handgun. That man need that more than a man does. That man need cash more than a man does. That man being crashed more than a man look. You don't wanna end up in my bad books. It's not a good look, give a man a bad look. Tweaking, tweaking, 120 on the M-way speeding. LV hat, backpack and sneakers. Any girl that I'm with is a 10, 9, 8, bridging decent. Now I'm in a party with the sweetest chocolate brown in Reese's Pieces.
What about you anyway? What about your love life?
Good question, man.
Would a man having a bit of fun if I'm being honest?
He's just out here having some fun, and who can blame him? That was Mercury Music Prize winner Dave with Professor X, taken from not the Top Boy soundtrack, but songs inspired by Top Boy, which is kind of a compilation they've put out. It's great, as is the TV show, to be honest. If you haven't been watching already on Netflix, I would definitely get on board with that. I never saw the original of Top Boy, but I'm definitely intrigued enough as to go back and watch it because it's just great. It's, you know, it's a very warts and all depiction of obviously London and British kind of gang culture, but it's really fantastically acted. Dave himself has only sort of had little fleeting moments. Well, so far, I mean, I've not finished it, so that might change. But I think the real star turn has been Kano, who obviously has put out a really, really interesting record very recently. But he's just a really, really great actor, and I think he doesn't really get his props for that. It helps that he's also, like, insanely handsome. But I digress. Like, Kano, really, really strong actor. Top Boy, really strong program, and I think we all need to thank Drake for digging deep, sticking his hand in his pocket and bringing it back, because it's definitely got a really, really worthy place on British TV. So moving forth to our next act, we're going to play a song by Vagabond, who actually I'd sort of not forgotten about, but I really, really loved her last record, and then, you know, life gets in the way, other artists come along, and I kind of forgot that she would probably be due a new record until I heard this song on a curated playlist and just loved it instantly. Vagabond has got such a beautiful voice. It's very unassuming to the point that you kind of hear a song once and maybe forget about it, but once you've heard it a few times, it's really something quite haunting in a way. And this next song definitely has that quality. It's called Water Me Down.
To be me, never meant to be us. Never meant for all of this, never meant for you to love, never meant for you to trust. So I'll take my time next time, and I'll do it right. And I'll take my time. Only with grace. only with grace. I'll take all the words that you said when you brought it back from the ground. It really waters me down.
Of our scars, myself and I know, I know, I know, I know, I know I got to change. I see myself and I know, I know, I know, I know.
Turn of one such Jack Peñate. That was Prayer, and it's just quite lovely, isn't it, really? Like, I think I always really liked Jack when he dug into the more soulful side of things, and obviously it's a bit of a literal hot take when the song is called Prayer, but I really, it's a hard one. I don't want to say I'm into it because it kind of sounds like an adoption of a culture as a kind of trend, but I think it's really interesting how in these dark times there seems to be a lot of musicians turning to spirituality and religion as a kind of more moral compass. I guess we've kind of seen it with Kanye, we've seen it with Chance the Rapper, and it seems to be happening in more guitar-based music as well. And like, I wouldn't want to lump Jack in on that without hearing from him himself, but I think it's a really beautiful record and very, very uplifting regardless of your religious orientation. While I'm in my feelings, we will move on to an artist named Claude, who I believe has experienced success in various other incarnations, but this is a solo project that puts Claude front and centre, and they are an incredibly talented musician, and this next song, I think, really taps into the very, very primal emotions of being a teenager and falling in love for the first time, and subsequently dealing with the aftermath. This song is called Miss You.
Lost my mind, getting
it's all bloody happening in Ireland, isn't it? That was Just Mustard with Frank, and they hail from Dundalk, if I am pronouncing that correctly. They have a super interesting sound, I think. It's quite sort of doom heavy in a kind of My Bloody Valentine sort of way, but there's also something obviously very sweet emo about the vocal. I think it's something that will bode very, very well in this day and age. And apparently Robert Smith is a really big fan, which I feel like for any band is a really big deal, but with a sound like that, I feel like that would have meant a ton. So hopefully we'll see really, really cool things from them. They've just been on tour with The Chats, who are obviously getting hyped left, right and centre. So they're definitely on the correct trajectory to success. Let's move back to pop for a little bit, if you will allow me, with King Princess, who I don't think I really need to introduce because King Princess is everywhere. But the album is out imminently. I was lucky enough to get a copy to review it, and it's great. I mean, doesn't really need a spoiler alert. Like, it's great. Mark Ronson obviously has kind of protégéd King Princess, and there are touches of his influence across the record. But other than that, it's just a really, really strong exploration of gender and sexuality, again like a lot of songs that I tend to be drawn to on this podcast. This is Ain't Together, which kind of takes all relationship labels and pops them in a bin to a very jaunty but lovelorn tune. Enjoy.
I know you're with me, and I'd love to see someone else call you. And now this in between, you think it's hard for me to tell you're falling. Oh, we're falling. Being chill, being chill with you. All the kills, I ain't chill at all. Let up, we say I love you, but we ain't together. Do you think labels make it taste much better? Darling, do you think that if I talk enough, I will make you wanna be mine? We ain't together. Cut off all these hopes, baby, you don't gotta worry about nothing. 'Cause everybody knows that you and I got that something. Being chill, being chill with you. Kills, I ain't chill at all, at all. We say I love you, but we ain't together. Do you think labels make it taste much better? Darling, do you think that if I talk enough, I will make you wanna be mine? We ain't together.
vampire light. The skin and ghosts whining through the town. You only get one try, and I use mine to grind these knuckles down. It's the same every night. Way at your facts right, where the strip lights shine, I give you my life. It's the same every night. You bet your facts right, where the strip lights shine, I give you my life. It's just as well. They got kids to feed, who they gonna tell anyway? They do the work of two men, ship them in, no one's gonna say anything. It's the same every night, way at your facts right, where the strip lights shine, I give you my life. But it's the same every night, the way that you fight's right, where the strip lights shine, I give you my life. There's someone there, give me why you holds in my heart. Don't stop. When I sleep, I will dream. I'm just trying to keep going. But you won't see me. The bills don't stop. When I sleep, I will dream. Way at your facts right, where the strip lights shine, I give you my life. It's the same every night, the way that your facts right, where the strip lights shine, I give you my life. I give you my life.
True Pairing, aka Tom Fleming, previously of Wild Beasts, with Dawn at the Factory, taken from his debut solo album, also called One True Pairing, that was out last week. And again, obviously everything I put on this podcast acts as a recommendation towards you, but if you're going to check out any full album that has been previewed on this show, I would definitely recommend that one. I feel like it sees Tom take the most brutal elements of Wild Beasts and really push them to their logical conclusion. There's a lot of very industrial sounds to it that make it kind of menacing, really. Like, that particular song, I think, is really quite menacing. And the album tackles some very heavy topics about knife crime and gang culture and lots of things that we discussed, actually, in an interview I did earlier this month, where issues that I think are normally pigeonholed as being something that exclusively happens in London or exclusively happens between young black boys. And Tom, being someone who grew up in Cumbria, is very keen to stress that this is an issue that affects us all, and it is not good enough to simply dismiss it through racist agendas, basically. The whole album is incredibly interesting and, as always, explores masculinity in a way that made Wild Beast so wonderful. It really keeps the heart of that. And where Hayden's album, I feel, dug into the very delicate side of Wild Beast, Tom kind of does the complete counteract to that. So as two solo records that came from my favourite band of all time, I feel like I'm about as satisfied as I ever could have been. So it feels like a good time to be a Wild Beast fan. This brings us to the end of another podcast, and I'm going to leave you today with a song by another band who are extremely dear to my heart. Bombay Bicycle Club, I feel, have soundtracked my life pretty much from being a teenager. My first week at university was when their record, which record was it now? A Different Kind of Fix, I believe, yes, came out that week, and I remember being so nervous about university. And then when I moved into my halls, I could hear that album coming from what would be my next door neighbour, her room. And I remember feeling such intense relief because I was like, okay, if someone else likes this band enough to have that album on release week, this was obviously when CDs were still the way to get an album, I felt like everything would be okay and we would have something in common at least. And she's still one of my best friends now. And I feel like they've always managed to deliver a record right at the perfect time. And this next song, which is coming from their new album, which sat in January, dropped fairly shortly after I got engaged. And I feel sums up a lot of the sentiments that began my relationship with Kevin, Mr. Edit Radio. So it's very, very special to me. And I feel it's a fitting end to today's podcast. Listen closely to the lyrics and I feel you will know roughly where my head was at, and probably his too, circa 2012. This is Eat, Sleep, Wake, Nothing But You. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next month.